This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth visited Johnny Logan College to witness the impact of the $1.2 million federal investment she secured for the college's nursing program. This funding, allocated through congressionally directed spending, will be used to build new classrooms and purchase equipment to better prepare students for careers in health and nursing. The nursing program at JALC offers three standalone programs: Certified Nursing Assistant, Practical Nursing, and Associated Nursing Degree. In fiscal year 2024, Senator Duckworth and senior Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin secured successfully more than $264 million for Illinois through the federal spending process, an increase from $182 million in FY23. A map detailing the allocation of these funds throughout Illinois is available on Senator Duckworth's website. A lobbyist aligned with former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is testifying about the joke-worthy job expectations of a clout-heavy AT&T subcontractor. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Lobbyist Tom Cullen is a government witness in Madigan's corruption trial. Cullen had AT&T as a client and testified it funneled nearly $23,000 through him to pay an unemployed former lawmaker allied with Madigan. Prosecutors say those secret payments constituted a bribe because they came as the utility sought Madigan's support for legislation, and the ex-lawmaker did no work. Cullen testified Eddie Acevedo never produced a report that he was supposed to about a group of Latino legislators, and Cullen recalled chuckling with another AT&T lobbyist about Acevedo's arrangement, saying it was just kind of a joke. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is joining with U.S. Senators Brian Schatz and Peter Welch to introduce a constitutional amendment to abolish the Electoral College system. They hope this amendment will restore democracy by allowing the direct election of presidents through popular vote alone. 17 states and the District of Columbia have joined a nationwide plan to bypass the Electoral College. They've agreed to allocate its electoral votes to whichever candidate wins the nation's popular vote. The movement to abolish the Electoral College is gaining popularity among voters. Learn more at WSIU.org.